Fevzi Tuckup, the gadget detective, thank you for joining me. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
So, Fevzi, listen, I have not in receipt of your usual email about gadgets, so you're going to have to guide me, if you would.
All right.
I don't know why it hasn't arrived. I'm just checking my email on my phone here.
And I was very good. I sent it about an hour ago.
No, it's not here at all.
All right, well, just be guided by me then, and I'll
I wonder who's got it. Okay, so what I'm going to do, because we're limited on time, I'm only going to do one tech news story with you, and then you can do your gadgets. So, the great story this that I think a lot of the media missed. Metro had this. Chinese tech giant Xiaomi has shown off one of its smartphones reaching a full charge in only 8 minutes, in about the time it takes you to boil a cup of tea up.
Yeah.
That sounds astonishing. How have they done that?
So I was quite excited when I saw this, because I thought they've come up with a new battery chemistry, because, you know, lithium ion is the chemistry that's used in most modern smart devices these days. And, there are certain limitations to it in terms of how much energy you can store in a certain space. The way that people have been approaching it up until now is to either try and make the battery a bit bigger or try and make the components that use the battery a bit more energy efficient. But it's still a problem, which is, you've got a smartwatch that you've got to charge every night, for example. So that's a real pain. Unfortunately, this new technology by Xiaomi, although it's impressive, it's not anything to do with the battery as such. It's not new chemistry for the battery, which is what I was hoping for. It's a new charging technology, and basically they're throwing large amounts of energy at it. So there's two forms of this, both wired and wireless charging, and you've got 120 watts and 200 watts of power output, which is frighteningly large amounts of power being put into a battery. And the problem is that the reason why people haven't been doing this before is if you throw large amounts of energy at a battery in a short period of time, it generates heat. Only a certain amount of that can go into the chemistry and the rest goes into heat. And so if you charge a battery too quickly, you can either destroy the battery immediately, which I assume they're not doing, or you may shorten the life of the battery. So it's not clear to me how they've gotten around that.
But they must think they found a way.
Yes, although it might just be to say that the batteries don't last as long.
We need to find out.
I don't know. I mean, it is interesting. I mean, the wired charging will always be faster than the wireless charging, because it's more energy efficient. And in these days of sort of climate change and all the rest of it, wireless charging is a bit of a disaster, because only a relatively small proportion of the energy it actually goes into the device and its battery, and the rest of it is sort of dissipated into the ether. A wireless induction is never going to be as efficient as a wire. They've done this. It's exciting. But I think what we really need to see, although, I welcome this if it's safe. I'm not sure I'd want to throw 200 watts at my iPhone or iPad or anything like that. But, if they think they've done it, Xiaomi are a fantastic company. And it's also worrying, I think, from a Western perspective, that these new technologies seem to be coming increasingly from China. And
we're not developing them ourselves.
No, we don't have we pretty much don't have much 5G technology of our own. That's why the Huawei deal was such a big deal, because when we dumped Huawei at the behest of the Americans, the reason why it's a big deal is we didn't have anything immediately to replace it with, and it's put back our 5G rollout by about a year. So, it won't be as good. So
we will watch that technology. Now, the stage is yours. We've got just over 5 minutes. I think a woman called Hillary in Hendon has probably received your usual email about the gadgets. So I know nothing about them. Surprise
okay, well,
me.
Okay, well, I'll promise to be good, although the opportunity is not lost on me now. Right. I could say anything. I love it. Right. The first one's a gadget from Withings. They make smart watches, smart devices to do with health monitoring. It's a wristwatch called the Move ECG. It's a wristwatch that looks entirely like a normal wristwatch in that it's completely analog. And in fact, it is claimed to be the first completely analog ECG wristwatch. So when I say completely analog, it's got hands. There are no displays on it of any sort. It's got three hands on it, two to tell the time and one to indicate how far you are along in various things that it can measure. So this thing, it's an activity monitor. It works in the normal way. It works out when you're exercising, tries to work out what form of exercising you're doing, records it all inside. It does sleep tracking, works out not just how long you sleep, but whether you're in deep sleep or light sleep, and records all that information. And perhaps I think most significantly, it's a built-in ECG monitor. So it does the equivalent of a one lead ECG, which can be used to detect arrhythmias such as atrial fibrillation, which is the most common arrhythmia amongst
very students. Common. I had one of those myself. It was a stress thing.
Yeah. But the thing with this, you can just push the button on the watch, which just looks like the normal winder, and then you just put your fingers on the circle around, you know, the bezel around the watch, or you can just put the palm of your hand over the watch, and after 30 seconds, it does that. Now, you might say, well, if it's got no display, how's all this working? Well, they've got the HealthMate app, which means that everything, you can actually see the live ECG on your smartphone. So in a way, it's quite clever. You know, why would you have to recreate the display in this phone, watch, if you've got it on your phone? Got a much bigger display than you're ever going to have on a wristwatch. So you can do all that. It's actually quite a remarkable thing. And because it doesn't have a screen, it doesn't need recharging. It just takes a little coin-type battery, you know, the type that, you know, most modern watches used to take before smartwatches came along. And guess how long it lasts?
Go on.
A year.
That's excellent.
We don't have to. It's a smartwatch. That's progress. You don't have to. Yeah, it is. I mean, you know. Right. And it's because there's no screen. Okay, very quickly to number two. Anker PowerPort Atom number 3. It's a charger. It's not much bigger than a conventional plug. It's sort of, imagine a sort of conventional plug on steroids, but it's much, much smaller than any sort of charger that would come with your iPhone or iPad. And yet this thing's got 60 watts of power output. So 45 watt port can charge up your laptop, 15 watt port can charge up your phone or your tablet. It charges about 2.5 times faster than the charger that comes with an iPhone. It's about 15% smaller. It doesn't use silicon. It uses a different technology called GaN, which is different underlying materials, and because of that, gallium nitride, because of that, you can actually make these things really small. So you've got something that's, you know, not much bigger than a conventional plug that can charge your laptop and your tablet at the same time. And when you're traveling, you know, and one day when we travel again, it'll be really nice because this will be the only charger that you need. You'll be able to take this around.
Oh, you can plug it on one of those power ports on the train.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
Fab.
You can do that. So both of those gadgets, 4 stars out of 5. The first one is £129, clinically validated, so that's rather spiffing. And the second gadget from Anker, again, 4 stars out of 5, £44.99. It would have been 4.5 stars had it been a little bit cheaper.
You're a hard man, Febsy. Now, if people want to get... it's your birthday, isn't it, soon as well? It really is your birthday soon.
It's always my birthday. My birthday, if you don't know, it starts 6 months before the date of my birth and extends 6 months beyond it. So I will accept presents on any given day.
You're a man who knows how to celebrate. You really are. fellow Gemini, though, I think. Okay, if people want to contact you and run a technical query past you, where do they go then?
Twitter. Come and say hello at Gadget Detective. If you've got a tech query, I'll do my best to help you there.
Febsy Turkup, the official definitive Gadget Detective. I didn't have time to ask him my question about my phone. The operating system updated, and now it's gone all funny.